Thank you very much for this opportunity for me to present my work. Okay. First, I'd like to acknowledge my mentoring team as well as my funding. I'm also very grateful to the injury section of APHA for the Presidential Road Safety Scholarship to attend the APHA conference. I'd like to mention that this is a work in progress, and I am presenting preliminary results today. So I look forward to your questions. I have no disclosures. However, I will be discussing different methods, but that does not necessarily represent an official endorsement of these products. Motor vehicle crash injury, it's a global health concern. We have 20 to 50 million people that sustain injuries due to MVC annually, and it's in the first four decades of life, it's the leading cause of death. Globally, we look at MVC death, and it will reach 2 million annually by 2030. And if you can look at the pie chart there, we see car occupants are first, and then followed closely by pedestrians, just to give a visual, which I didn't know we were supposed to limit. So, MVC has multiple economic impacts to society. Globally, we have $100 billion in annual loss, and in developing countries, this is even more. It represents 1 to 3% loss of the GDP. And again, if you're saying what is economic loss, we're looking at insurance, we're looking at congestion costs, property damage, as well as medical costs. Now, specifically for adolescents, this is a major problem in the United States. It's the leading cause of death. And here, I just pulled this up from the Whiskers, and you can see in the age range of 10 to 18 is how I'm defining adolescence right now. We can see it's the leading cause of death, and that's the most recent data. As a pediatric nurse that takes care of these patients and to see their, well, not the dead ones, but the ones with injury. Let's go to injury here. That takes care of those that are injured and are quadriplegics and paraplegics. They have lifetime sequela from these injuries. So it's very personal to me. In terms of the 10 leading causes of unintentional injury, we see adolescent motor vehicle crash. We have occupants, we have pedalists, and we have other transport. Three in the top 10. Not many people talk about this, but it's a big problem. It also has multiple impacts to society. So we have $34 billion in annual societal costs for teens just in that 15 to 17 category. And MVC accounts for 30% of the total cost for MVC injuries. Again, that range is 15 to 20. So why are adolescents the highest group? We know that developmentally their brain is developing. They're impulsive, they're reactive, biologically, there are a lot that's happening in the brain. Psychosocially, they have peer support and peer pressure, as well as trying to please their peers, and they're very distracted. And we can see by that picture, behaviorally, they're very at risk for crossing streets. They're texting phones, and we've seen some of our colleagues present on this. Bicyclists, we know from the recent adolescent risk survey that they're not wearing helmets. 80% of them are not wearing helmets for bicyclists or motorcycle. So it's a very warranted population to study. And then when we're looking specifically for urban, if we look at the predictions for global urban populations, it's pretty staggering that 5 billion people live in urban cities by 2030, and 75% of all population will be in urban environments by 2050. And with that brings increased congestion, migration to cities for work, and then especially for those adolescents, we know that less of them are driving now, which means more of them are walking and taking other types of transportation. There's also safety issues and economic costs, which I mentioned before. And in terms of health disparities, we know from some of the literature that there is urban and economic poverty. So as my colleague here mentioned, in certain Chicago, in the Slatter research around the area of the Chicago Urban Trauma Center, it was low socioeconomic status. We're looking at mostly minority populations. There's also issues of possible gentrification and access to transport, which it puts this into a context of adolescent health disparities. Let's take some water. And when we're talking about risk and protection, we're assuming that risk is something that contributes to loss and protection will buffer against negative influences. As far as motor vehicle crash, we know that infrastructure and land use can be either risk or protective. Community assets such as schools and what's around schools can be important to protect children. And then urban transportation access, policy and regulation such as speed limits. So our questions of interest are, what are the environmental risk and protective factors for adolescent motor vehicle crash? And what is the variability in the mechanism and severity by census block and environmental characteristics? More importantly, what are the spatial disparities that exist which contribute to these health outcomes of injury severity? And then more of an exploratory aim is, how can an environmental scan and digital visualization be used to identify relevant risk and protective factors for MVC injury that adds to this injury science? This model is guided by Runyon and Yonis's conceptual model, which combines Haddon matrix from the 1960s, one of the most widely used prevention models, and Brofenberger's socio-ecological theory. So we're looking at your phases of the host, the individual interaction, the agent, whether they're walking, biking, on a motorcycle, and what's the health outcome, is it injury or death? And especially for an adolescent, as they move through these different societal elements, what risk and protective factors eventually influence the variance in their disability or injury? This is significant because it takes it to the next step in terms of a three-dimensional view for MVC prevention. And we've already talked about the economic and long-lasting health consequences. Much of the literature now focuses on the behavioral aspects of adolescent driving and behavior, but actually looking at the physical environment might be more, have a greater impact to reduce this. And using electronic medical records and linking this to geocoded census data, it might help us reconceptualize what urban health disparities are. So this is an observational ecological design, and we're using a secondary analysis of a Trauma One Children's Hospital and pre-hospital data. We're also using spatial data, census and economic data, and it will be a consecutive sample of all adolescents from 10 to 18 years who present to the emergency room with MVC injury within a one-year period. Right now, we're looking at a sample size of 500 patients out of a total of 5,000 annual injuries, and additional years are being requested to increase our sample and power. So a little bit of how this works. We're taking EMS records going to the crash location, and we're mapping that with ArcGIS to get the crash location specific point. We're not using identifiers. Everything is with a specific unique study ID to protect our patients. We have census blocked characteristics, which are uploaded from free data online. That's also mapped. And then this exploratory aim using Nadine Sherman's environmental scan, which she used for observational behavior, I'm going to be using this to look at the specific crash site that I got from the EMS, do a Google Earth environmental scan, and do actual counts at the crash site. And these are some of the aspects that we are looking at. And preliminary results, we're looking at the mechanism pretty much falls with what I showed you internationally. And then one of the findings with sports that we're finding is that it's coded by ICD as a basketball injury, but when we look closer, it's actually a motor vehicle crash injury. And the injury severity score using ICD and stated, it converts it to the injury severity score. We also have our preliminary demographics, which, given our area, is not surprising. However, the repeat motor vehicle crash injuries is something to warrant more investigation. A lot of these might be the same injury, but going through the data, some of them aren't. So we have to look at, why are these kids more at risk for different episodes in one year of different injuries? And then looking from the environmental scan, we have intersections as the highest spot of crash, And then I'm looking at crosswalk and sidewalk quality through the Google Earth scan, as well as vacant lots, alcohol outlets. I'm going to show you, because we're limited in time, get straight to some of what I'm looking at. So here's one example of a crash site. We can see a vacant lot that is being greened, which may be a protective factor. We have construction there as an obstruction. And because Google Earth has historical imagery, we're able to go back to our time period and actually look at what may or may not be relevant. We have transit stops, and then we have retail. Another example here, this is a transit stop where the quality of the crosswalk is very poor. Another green lot, and there's a bar on the corner. Another vacant lot, child care center, and then obstruction. So these are things that we couldn't be getting from census data online. However, we have to look at the ethical considerations of this, that some of these locations are easily recognizable. We have to protect areas where children congregate. And the display of data we really have to protect because we're using PHI from electronic medical records. We can do this through proxy addresses, re-identification. Another issue that we're finding, this blue area from Open Philly data is classified as blight, which means one out of seven categories are met for unsafe conditions or poor SES. But if you look at it, it's all of the entire area. So we really have to think about how we're defining health disparities. I can say the entire city of Philadelphia, and maybe that's true given, you know, our current situation. But we can also look at different other layers of public safety, planning, and zoning. These are some of the issues. These have limitations. We have because it's an observational ecological study, it might not be as generalizable. The time issue, which we try to correct with Google Earth historical imagery, but census data, sometimes it's different years. So we really have to look at this to get our time period. Multicollinearity is often an issue with spatial analysis, as well as confounders for explanatory variables. And then we are not able to get the day and weather. As also, there's different variants of census block groups, and census track. So thank you very much. My references are right here, and you can look at them. And I thank you very much. I'll take your questions or comments. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is just from the Google Earth scan. So if you look here, the EMS out of the 500, and this is something interesting, only 125 were brought in by EMS. So this is zooming in with Google Earth to the crash location, and this is what we're finding. And we didn't do spatial logit analysis when we bring that up through the ArcGIS, and we're able to do some more spatial correlations. We'll see if these are relevant, and then also do our regression models with the Google Earth scanning and see if we can compare the significance of both. Sure, so while cleaning the data, as you know, adolescents might come in with multiple diagnoses, and they're using ICD codes as well as the E codes for cause or location. And one thing we're finding is the primary diagnosis might be an asthma exacerbation, but that actually happened after a motor vehicle crash, or a fracture due to a basketball injury. But then when you investigate further by looking at radiology reports, or you can see it was actually from being hit by a car, and it wasn't coded. Yes, they were, and that's where these vacant lots and areas of risk and protection come in. So what are they doing at these vacant lots? We know from Dr. Brannis's work, they were as soon as you green lots, violence goes down, less gun violence. So why is it that there's just a lot of lots around? or are they playing in lots and then get hit as they run in the street?